Today, I'm joined by an international superstar known the world over. She's a singer, songwriter, author and actress, and she's joining me for a quick chat today on the Wednesday Drive. I'm lucky enough to be joined by Grammy Award winner Ashanti. Thanks so much for joining the show. How are you going?
Oh, thank you. That was a great intro. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we need a great intro for an artist like you.
Thank you.
Now, you're coming all the way to little old Aotearoa, New Zealand this year for your Rock With You tour. Will this be your first time visiting New Zealand?
No, it definitely won't be my first time. I've been there a few times, and every time it's been really, really cool, you know, so I'm looking forward to coming back.
Amazing. Do you think you'll have any time to kind of explore and be a bit of a tourist while you're here, or strictly business?
I'm going to try. I just got wind. There was a cool restaurant. Oh, man, what did she say? I forgot the name of it, but I asked for like some awesome seafood and like sauteed vegetables. And she gave me the name of this restaurant. I got to find it, but I definitely want to touch the town for a little bit.
Oh, nice. Well, New Zealand's a great place to find good seafood, so I'm sure you'll be in good hands there.
Great.
Now, you're going to be performing at the Kiri Te Kanawa Theatre in Auckland. What can fans expect from the show? Are you bringing out any support acts from the US, or do you have any special dancers coming with you? What can people expect?
Well, we're trying to create a whole Ashanti experience. You know, we're going to have the band. We're going to have the dancers. We're going to have all the new visuals and content. I actually have new music coming, so I'm super excited about that. We have like some really cool merch. We have some awesome meet and greet packages. So I just want everybody to be really, really ready for like a really cool experience.
Amazing. Well, I'm sure the fans will be absolutely over the moon to hear that. Now, speaking of new music, I believe the last track you released was Bonafide Survivor back in February of 2025. When can fans expect maybe some new releases from you?
Well, it's funny. I had kind of like a listening party in New York to some new music. And now the pressure is really on. They're like, hello, you need to put these records in. So hopefully by the time I get there in November, we'll have at least a record or two out, you know. So my goal is to put a project out maybe by the end of this year, but definitely next year for sure.
Oh, very exciting. Always nice to get some new music from an old fave. So I'm sure the fans will be super pumped. Now, because, you know, you've had such longevity in the game and you've released so many studio albums, like when you come to do a tour like this, do you feel extra pressure to play some of your older hits from the 2000s when maybe in reality you might want to play some of your newer stuff instead?
You know, I kind of just gauge the crowd. You know what I mean? I feel like it's really important to know who you're coming to perform for, you know, and some people like a lot of album cuts. Some people like the singles. Some people like a mixture of both. You know, we always try to cater and give everyone what they want, you know. So usually we have a nice big mashup of everything. You know what I mean? So I think it's really about the crowd. Some crowds you can feel like, oh, no, this is the only you type of crowd, you know, and then some crowds will be like, oh no, this is more of like an R&B laid back rain on me type of crowd, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like just checking the vibe of the people.
Yeah, fair. And do you notice any kind of difference between maybe the crowds in Australia and New Zealand to maybe the crowds you get over in the US or Canada or somewhere like that?
I mean, what I will say is I'm super, super blessed and super grateful to receive so much love out of, you know, my country, just being an American artist and coming over there and touching the people. I don't know. It just feels like because not everyone gets a chance to get over there so often, sometimes the screams may be a little louder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Over there, you know, and it's a humbling feeling. It's a grateful feeling. So I'm excited.
Amazing. And you know, you've worked with some huge names across hip hop and R&B, you know, including people like Lil Wayne, of course, your husband Nelly, Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Rick Ross, Lloyd, Fabolous, and many, many more. Is there anyone in today's music industry that you haven't worked with yet that you'd be really keen to jump on a collaboration with maybe sometime in the future?
I gotta put some thought into it, but it's funny. I did an interview earlier and I flipped the question. I said, "Well, who do you guys want to see me do a collab with?" And she said she would like to see me do a collab with Kendrick. And I said, "Oh, that would be kind of dope." So maybe we'll see.
That would be really cool. I think one of the first artists that popped in my mind is a collaborator of Kendrick's, maybe like a Baby Keem or someone like that. I think that could be a really cool collaboration.
Oh, that could be cool too. That could be cool too.
I know that your father was a singer, and I'm wondering when you started out as a singer all those years ago when you were a child, did like your father and your family try to like teach you or encourage you to get into singing, or was it just kind of something that you naturally did? As a, maybe a natural born performer.
No, it actually was accidental, if I'm being honest. It's so funny. I feel like I've been telling this story like my whole career, but my mom actually overheard me singing while I was doing chores, and she was like, "Look, don't listen to the radio, don't put the TV on, just finish and doing what you got to do." So I'm doing what I got to do. She comes down the stairs and she's like, "Wait, I thought I told you not to listen to the radio." And I'm like, "I wasn't listening to the radio. I was just singing." And she's like, "Wait, that was you singing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that was me." And then we kind of started doing like little local talent shows at like the Boys and Girls Club when I was like 12. And it kind of just grew into something. And yeah, I got a record deal a couple of years later. I had a few of them, and here I am.
And hey, it's turned out pretty well since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
Amazing. Now, I know you have a heap of media to do, so I won't keep you any longer, but I'll just say to the fans, if you want to see Ashanti live, you can head to destroyalllines.com for tickets to her show in Auckland at Kiritakanua Theatre on November 16th. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, Ashanti. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, thanks for having me. You too.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.